The eighth verse of Vayigdal describes the uniqueness of Toras Moshe, Toras Emes Nasan La'amokel, Ayan Neviyo Neman Beiso. So the Torah was given to the trustworthy servant Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam explains that there are four aspects of this principle of the uniqueness of the Torah. That number one, it was given by divine revelation. Number two, regarding the revelation, there's no difference between what seems to be such a central pasuk in the Torah, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is principle that Hashem is our God, Hashem is one, and a simple pasuk like Uvdei Cham Kushu Mitzrayim Putuknan that tells us who the children of Cham were. They're all the same in terms of the fact that both were given to us through divine revelation. The third aspect of this principle of the Torah being unique and coming from divine revelation is that if you understand each word of the Torah, you understand what they mean, then it's a repository of wise and wondrous treasures. And finally, not only is the Torah divine, but the accepted interpretation of the Torah is divinely ordained. For example, there are many details which are not explicit in the Torah, and you need to use biblical principles of interpretation. That's also divinely ordained. The ninth principle describes the eternal nature of the Torah. It says, Lo yachlif akel v'lo yomir daso. That phrase of Lo yachlif v'lo yomir will not change. That's actually taken from Vayikra Perachav Zayin Pasuk Yud, when the Torah describes the prohibition of Temura, exchanging a korban. The pasuk says, Lo yachlifenu v'lo yomir oso. And some mefarshim, some commentaries on Yigdal explain that this idea, or maybe even the rabbi himself, when he writes his principle, that it should not be exchanged. The idea of the Torah should not be exchanged. It's to refute specifically the Christian view that the Old Testament has essentially been supplanted or superseded by the New Testament. Lo yachlif hakel v'lo yamir daso. No, we're not exchanging it. We're not changing it. The Torah that was given to Moshe at Sinai is still alive and existent and should be observed to its fullest extent even today.